Isaiah 43:18-19. You'll find these words recorded there. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, semicolon. Now it shall spring forth, semicolon. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And the Message Bible puts it this way. Forget about what already happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. Matter of fact, it's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'll make it a road through the desert and rivers in the Badlands. Tonight we just want to share with you, God wants to do something new. God wants to do something new. Father, we pray your continued blessings upon your people and upon this time in you, God, as we bring in this new year for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God is trying to explain to Israel through the prophet Isaiah that this new thing that he wants to do will be even greater than when he delivered them from Egypt. God just wants to let somebody know tonight, you thought that was something in 2012. I'm going to do something more wondrous, more miraculous this year. He said, I want to do something new. Your future deliverance will be greater and more miraculous than when I took you out of Egypt, when I brought you through the Exodus. God is telling us today that he wants to do something new, something greater than he has ever done before in your life. But in order for you and I to prepare for new, there are some things that God wants us to do. God does not want us to limit him. God does not want us thinking that he can't do what he said he was going to do. And in order for you and I to receive new, there's a few things that you and I have to do. You got to prepare for the new. Every time you get new furniture, you got to do something with the old furniture. Unless you have a house that you can just press a button and some more rooms open up. But what God is telling Israel, what God is telling us, because he wants Israel to know that even though you messed up, I made some promises to you, and I am a forgiving God. So number one, he says, I want you to remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What he's saying is, you've been forgiven, so forget. I want you to take those old books and those old diaries. I want you to throw all that stuff away. Because I'm about to do something new, and you're blocking the new with all those old thoughts and old ways and these old testimonies, these old tired songs, these old tired prayers. So I want you to forget all that. He's telling them through the prophet Isaiah, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And when I looked at that, I said, don't even remember ancient stuff. I'm trying to do something new here, he says. But you've been blocking me. You're blocking your own blessing. You're not ready to receive. Your mind is so busy thinking about what happened and how I took you out of Egypt. I'm getting ready to do something different for you. God said, I'm ready to do something different. But if you go into 2013 with the same thing you had in 2012, you're just going to have a 2012 and a 2013. I'm about to do something new. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Some of us, we are so hard on ourselves. God has already forgiven us. And we're still reminding ourselves about the things that God has already forgiven us for. So number one, he says, you've been forgiven, so forget about it. As a matter of fact, what he's really saying is that, can you fast forward? My wife and I watched a movie the other night, and I don't know if the telephone rang or whatever, but she had to leave the movie to take care of some business. So, you know, she came back. You know how you run the tape back? I said, can you fast forward that? I saw that already. God said, you did that already. I've forgiven you already. Can you fast forward? Can you move ahead? Can you move forward? We did that already. You've already been forgiven. That's been done. That's behind you. Then number two, he says, I want you to behold. That word behold means look. Get your eyes fixed. Focus on me. Focus on what I'm doing. Stop focusing on your problems. Stop focusing on your enemies. Stop focusing on how you grew up. Stop focusing on what happened to you when you grew up. Stop focusing on the one that doesn't like you on the job. Stop focusing on that one that broke your heart. Stop focusing on that one that stole your money. Stop. He said, behold, look, I'm getting ready to do something new. And this new means something you've never seen before, so you got to look to see it. I'm not going to slip it up under your door at night. I'm not going to do it while you're asleep. I'm going to do it right here in your face because I want you to know that I am the I am God. I want to do it right in front of your enemies. I am the I am God. And I need those that around you to see that I'm still your God. Yeah, you messed up, but I'm still your God. I have forgiven you. I'm about ready to restore you. So remember not or consider not those former things. Forget about it. Then he says, behold, look, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You ain't have to wait. It's here. It's here. Behold means I had to get your attention to let you know I'm getting ready to do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I like the way they use the word spring with water. Then he says, shall you not know it? God said, you need to know what I'm working in your life. And you're going to have to know it because you're going to feel a change. You're going to feel the shift. Something's going to change. When God has his hands in your life, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel something. You're going to walk different. You're going to talk different. You're going to see different. You're going to worship different. You're going to sing different. You're going to read the word of God. He said, I'm getting ready to do a new thing with me. All that other stuff is falling off. Shall ye not know it? I'm doing this for you. So you're going to have to be involved. So you're going to have to know it. Then he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness. Everybody knows that you're not supposed to be out there in the wilderness. There's nothing in the wilderness. But he says, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness. He's reminding them from when he took them out of Egypt into the promised land, and he had to take them through the wilderness. He said, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness for you. He said, I'm going to make rivers in the desert. It's good if you find one of those hot springs or something in the desert. But he said, I'm going to make a river. So whoever traveled that way already knows there was no river in the desert on Sunday. But Monday, because you showed up and because God wanted to do a new thing in your life, on Monday now there's a river in the desert. You did not see a construction crew. You didn't see anybody coming through, testing the soil. You didn't see no drills. But all of a sudden, the God you serve wants to do a new thing. And look with me at Isaiah 43:11. He says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. See, God wants to remind us tonight, I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you, small G-O-D, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. He said, when your little gods couldn't do it, I was always there. And when you tried to get them to do it, I was always there because they could never do it. Look at verse 13. Yeah, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? God said, whatever I say I'm going to do, and who's going to stop me? So if God said to you and I tonight, I'm going to do a new thing, nobody can stop God from doing that new thing in your life. He said, why don't you just, instead of you trying to help me, why don't you just cooperate with me? I don't need your help. I need your cooperation. Well, God, how would you want us to cooperate? He said, well, stop thinking on the former things. Stop thinking on the old things. What happened to you in church years ago. And then he says, behold, look. Focus on this new thing. Take another look at me. Then he says, number three, have a spirit of expectation. I'm about to restore your hope because you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm ready to restore your hope. I'm ready to restore what the canker worm. I'm ready to restore what all the stuff you thought you lost when you lost. So somebody said tonight, God was just trying to teach me something. God was just trying to humble me because he has something more for me. So God is simply saying that he said, I sent Jesus not only to be your Savior, but I sent him to be Lord. When Jesus is Lord, that's different than him just being your Savior. When he's Lord, he's able to tell you where to go, when to go, how long to stay there, and what to do while you're there. But a lot of us don't want him to be Lord. We want him to be Savior, Sugar Daddy. God, give me what I want. I ain't got time to worship you, God. I ain't got time to come to church. I ain't got time to praise you. I don't have time to study your word, but I want you to do this for, do something new in my life. God said, wait a minute, I can't put new wine. Some of us in the body of Christ, we are old wineskins trying to get God to do a new thing. He simply said, remember not the former thing. He said, look, no, I can't put this precious new wine because it's going to mess you up. See, when somebody says there's a shift in the atmosphere, when somebody says for a fresh anointing, you better be ready for the fresh anointing because the fresh anointing cannot be contained in the old anointing. What you used to expect God to do, he's not doing that anymore. If you allow Jesus to be Lord of your life, he will do new things in your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I got to admit to you tonight, God does not have to wait for the year to change to do something new. He just thought it'd be appropriate to tell everybody making resolutions. Everybody talking about new year resolutions. He said, let me get in there. And put my new in. So if you want to make a New Year's resolution, I suggest you use maybe something from the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:13-14. Turn to that. Because we say it often, but do we really mean what we say? Look at Philippians 3:13-14. It says, brethren, I don't have it all yet. Anybody here got it all? We would excuse you from the service. We excuse you from this worship experience because you got it going on. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do. See, when he says one thing, he actually does a lot of things, but one thing, this is what I'm focused on. He said, I'm remembering not the former things, but I'm beholden for the new thing, and I have a spirit of expectation. Now, Paul had gone through a whole lot. He had been shipwrecked and abused and talked about it, everything, but there was something in him that kept him looking for something better. God said there needs to be something in you or somebody in you that will make you look for something better. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press and when you look at that word in the Greek, I take every fiber of my body and I am pressed. But he ain't pressing to no mess. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. All Paul was simply trying to say was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Hey, the New Living Translation put it like this. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. God's trying to do a new thing. And I said, Lord, it's the enemy that's blocking. He said, no, it's not the enemy. You're blocking your own blessing. Oh, the message puts it this way. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out to me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning on usward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. I love that. Sometimes you got to drop some folk off along the way because they're going to hinder you. But he says, I'm not turning back. And then I go back to Isaiah 43, 42 and 43. God is actually telling them, he said, I know you messed up, but I still love you. And God wants to let somebody know tonight, even though you messed up, I'm still calling your name. God, I still hear you calling. Maybe it's just me. I'm not perfect. Every now and then, we slip and we fall, but I still hear God calling. See, God put some stuff in us. He has deposited some stuff in us, and now he's called it forward. Lord, even though I sin, God, I don't even think I'm worthy. But somehow, I still hear you calling. See, when God calls your name, it don't sound like your mama or your daddy. It sounds like God. God has a different way of calling our names. And only your inner ear. God wants to do something new. Oh, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just mess up all by myself. I go against God's will. Listen. Hallelujah. What a merciful, gracious God. He sees what he put in us. He's coming after that. Hallelujah. I can't stand here before you tonight if it wasn't for Jesus. But yet, think about it, church. He's just trying to do something new. No, God.
Oh,
God wants to do a new thing. Former things or the things of old. Behold, look, God's doing a new thing. He's getting ready to restore your hope, restore your joy, restore your peace. He's calling your name, your name. Thank you all for your prayers. We have a report from the hospital.
I think I just lost it.
We have a report from the hospital for my wife's cousin. The report is this. They just called and said they had given her the right antibiotics. She's doing better already. In 3 to 4 days, she should be a lot better. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Sometimes you got to have faith enough for somebody else. Hallelujah. 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 For we walk by faith and not by sight. My wife can't stand to see none of that stuff when you walk out of the hospital. No tubes, no blood, no sutures, nothing. But she had to walk by faith tonight. Didn't look right. How many times have you walked in your house and stuff didn't look right? How many times you walked in your job and stuff didn't look right? You got to. This is spiritual warfare. Exactly what it is.